How many times did you have to explain to someone what augmented reality is?
Every time someone asks me what I do for a living.
Have you tried to explain it to, let's say, your mother?
She stopped asking me after the first time. She's gonna live with that uncertainty forever. Have you tried?
No. I lied and I told her that I was working in a bank. I don't want to stress her out.
Sure. We are Ginevra.
And Andrea. And we both work for Aerial, a web AR marketing startup whose mission is to democratize augmented reality, making it accessible to every marketer in the world.
In this podcast, we want to share some of the knowledge we acquired by working every day with AR. So, in this second episode, we will be talking about the wonders of augmented reality applied to our print media.
Yeah, so catalogs, flyers, billboard, menus, packaging and whatnot.
In the first episode, we went through different types of AR campaigns and triggers. What's the campaign for print media?
Well, to be honest, there is not one specific type of campaign. Most of the time is going to be image tracking campaign, but print media refers more to the touchpoint through which users access the AR experience.
Where they find the QR code, essentially.
That, or if we feel particularly fancy, where they find the NFC microchip. But maybe let's keep this for later.
You are already overcomplicating stuff.
Sorry.
So, walk me through it. How does an augmented catalog work, for example?
Okay, see, in that case, it's definitely an image tracking campaign we're talking about. Our users will scan the QR code they find, let's say on the cover of the catalog, to access our campaign. From that point on, they will be able to scan each page of the catalog and launch the associated AR scene.
Like seeing the 3D model of the object they're scanning.
Exactly. Or a video that enriches the experience. Not only that, you can also add a call to action that links to your e-commerce. This way, they have an immediate opportunity to complete the purchase.
That already sounds exciting. It's way more engaging and immersive than any catalog I've seen before.
For sure, but keep in mind that that is just the beginning. Applying AR to print media, a catalog in our example, means converting offline interactions into online interactions. Our print media do not just become more memorable, they also become more measurable.
What did we say about overcomplicating stuff, Andrea?
Stay with me for a second. When you use a traditional catalog, billboard or flyer, what metrics can you get out of them?
Well, not many. Most of the time, it's pretty hard to tell how that kind of marketing performed.
Exactly. But if you add AR to them, suddenly you get to know how many people got interested in your catalog, on which page they focused the most, conversion rates, and much more precious information.
Well, of course, because at the end of the day, the AR experience is actually a web page you can track, right?
Correct.
So, I'm guessing this is useful to launch retargeting campaigns.
You're absolutely right. You just have to use Aerial's power-ups. So, enough with the theory. Do you want to tell us some of Aerial's customer stories?
Sure thing. The first example is actually from Aerial itself. We already saw it in the previous episode. It's my augmented business card.
Lovely. And keep in mind that if you want to avoid the QR code, you can always use an NFC microchip. People will just have to place their smartphone on it and they will be sent to the AR campaign.
Next, we have Coca-Cola. They used Aerial to create an augmented menu for their branded restaurants. The trigger is their table mat. By pointing it, customers can see the different dishes in 3D. Next, we have Periodico Studio. They are a marketing agency based in Tuscany. Looked at the romantic flyer. They used it to show to potential customers an apartment even before it was built.
Stunning. Did any of our customers create an augmented catalog like the one we described before?
Many did, actually. In the description, you can check the one made by Art Trust, an Italian art gallery. But as you know, these kinds of solutions are 100% doable with our no-code platform. Customers are absolutely independent.
That makes it even better. This means that our listeners could log in for free to Aerial.io and start creating the AR experience right now?
Yeah, they could and they should. After all, it's free.
And what about the cases that we do know about?
Lavazza, the well-known coffee brand, allowed its in-store customers to explore the different types of coffee by scanning the packaging. To each variety corresponded a video telling its peculiarities.
Lovely. Once again, this is also a great opportunity for retargeting campaigns.
It is. Now, I could talk about another 1,000 of our customers. Do we really want to go through them one by one?
Okay, maybe let's not do that. How about the last one, though?
Deal. Generali, an Italian assurance company, created a training game for new employees. By scanning different cards, they can listen to different potential customers' profile and they have to decide what product suits them the best.
The amount and variety of applications are impressive, to say the least.
Augmented reality is the new black, Andrea.
I guess you're right. So, this was a rich episode. What's next?
In the next episode, we are deep diving into the wonders of Face Filter Quiz.
Sounds great. See you there then.
See you, and don't forget, guys, to check the links in the description of the episode.